North Kordofan State is among the worst hit states and is at the epicenter of the dengue fever outbreak in Sudan. The affected states are North, West and Central Darfur State, North and West Kordofan States, White Nile, Kassala and Gadarev States. Speaking to Al-Hadath TV channel last night, Sudanese Health Minister Haitham Muhammad Ibrahim says 8 people are confirmed dead from the disease, including 5 in North Kordofan State. Minister Muhammad says efforts are being taken with the help of other health organizations to contain mosquito-borne viral disease from spreading.
There are infections that have reached health facilities, which is about 20% of the total infections. The remaining 80% of dengue infections are simple cases, which include fever, headache, and body pain that can be treated with Panadol, and in some cases, they are not required to be taken to health facilities.
Dengue fever is a mosquito-borne illness that occurs in tropical and subtropical areas of the world. Mild dengue fever causes a high fever and flu-like symptoms. Dengue fever can also cause headaches and bone or joint pain. Dr. Muhammad says the spread of dengue fever this year is mostly related to the heavy rains that have caused floods in many parts of Sudan. He says health teams have been deployed in the affected states to provide treatment and contain the spread of the outbreak.
Heavy rain for this year all over the country has contributed to the increase of diseases. As we know, more than 100 families have been affected due to heavy rains and floods. The second reason could be a lack of routine health combat against mosquitoes, which aggravates the situation.
North Kordofan Health Minister Ibrahim Fadlesid says the situation has been aggravated in his state partially due to negligence of authorities. Fadlesid says health teams in Al Obeid and other localities are trying to contain the situation.
Our efforts to combat dengue fever at the moment include preparedness to any other outbreak of any disease, such as malaria. I would like to confirm to our citizens that malaria treatment is available in our state medical supply department and it's given free of charge.
The World Health Organization in Sudan said in a statement late last week that the increasing trend of malaria cases, as well as the outbreaks of dengue fever, measles and hepatitis E, are key concerns of health sector partners. WHO officials say they are working with other health partners to provide support to Sudan's Federal Ministry of Health in response to the outbreaks. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.